Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Hey there, good afternoon where I am, good morning or good evening wherever you are in the world. I'm Cynthia Rose. I'm so happy that you are joining us today. Just a couple of things. If you are on Facebook, you can find me at Cynthia Rose Medium. We do have a Cynthia Rose Medium group that Brendan monitors, that Brendan's my husband. You'll find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, all under Cynthia Rose Medium. My last name is McCaw, in case you're needing to see the difference between me and another Cynthia Rose medium. Who knows, right? There's a ton of Cynthia Roses I found out recently. So I'm very excited today to be having a special guest on the show today. And she is hailing from the area of my home area where I grew up. And I'm so excited. I got to meet her at the United Astrology Conference, and she gave such a wonderful lecture, such a beautiful soul, and I'm excited to have Rose Marcus, evolutionary astrologer, on the show. She is known internationally. She does private readings. She does the horoscopes for the Georgia Strait. She's just a wonderful lady, very insightful, and has a lot to share with us today. And I think she's on the line. Are you there, Rose?
I certainly am, Cynthia. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm delighted to share with you today.
Yeah, I am so excited. I'm sure my listeners are really going to enjoy this. Yeah.
Wonderful. And just to make a plug, which I always forget to do for myself, I also write a monthly column. And that is mailed to you for free if you want it. So if you go on to my website, rosemarcus.com, you can read the forecast, you can read articles, you can find out more about me. Thank you.
Yes. And she writes a lovely column. So please check that out. And let's make sure we say that at the end for any listeners that hop on and miss the beginning. So we'll make sure we do that. And you're also on Facebook as well, right?
Facebook, yes, it's my main thing. And I've just joined Instagram and I'm on most of the social medias. Yes.
Yeah. Enough said about that, right?
It's a lot to keep up with, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. So today, where's the moon today, Rose?
Oh, where is the moon today? Well, the moon is traveling through Cancer today, and we have so much going on in the month of September, and as I wrote for the month's column, thank God the summer's over. And, I mean, we normally wouldn't be saying that. We'd normally be bemoaning the fact that, you know, summer is past. But at this point, I think we have had quite a summer. With Mars retrograde and most of the planets in retrograde, and it has been a really tough, long, hard slog for a lot of folks. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it sure has. I mean, I just kept saying, you know, even my meditations were not like last summer. You know, it's just not been the same. Everything seems, it's like moving through very thick water. I'm a moon in Cancer, so you know, it's moving through really thick water, and it's like, oh, do you know? And I've certainly felt it get lighter, and I don't know if you think if there was anything with the Uranus going into Taurus, if that sort of primed it, but it sure has felt like it's opened up a lot of things.
Oh, absolutely. And This is quite an outstanding year because we have just had so many major planetary influences. Uranus moving into Taurus is a really big deal, and it moved into Taurus on the 15th of May. On that same day, Mars moved into Aquarius as well, too. Now, Mars is a fast mover. It spends about 5 to 6 weeks in a sign. But because of a retrograde cycle this year that happened from the end of June through the end of August, so we're still dealing with it. We're just barely out of it. Mars has been tenanting the sign of Aquarius from that mid-May and will continue to work through that archetype through the middle of November. Uranus, having moved into Taurus, Uranus is an 8-year-plus cycle. So whenever it moves into a new sign, that's really a big deal. Uranus, of course, is the planet that correlates to the social zeitgeist and many other things. You know, it is the reinvention archetype. So when it moves through the sign of Taurus, Taurus is the archetype of what has value and meaning. We have Uranus in Taurus here. We are reinventing lifestyles, and we are reinventing everything from the ground up. So it's been quite intense. Mars retrograde is a cycle that happens once every 2 years. And Mars, according to, I practice evolutionary astrology, and evolutionary astrology studies the looks at the birth chart to study the soul path, you know, where one has come from, where one intends on going to, and what the you know, what the progress has been so far, what the limitations are, and how to best move those forward. In terms of evolutionary astrology, we look at Mars to be the will of the soul, the subjective will of the soul, the contemporary desires of the soul, the cutting edge of soul desires. And so while it's moving through the sign of Aquarius, which is the sign that Uranus rules, we are on an acceleration path to be cutting to the chase with our own evolution. And that's everything. That's personal, that's social, it's political, it's, you know, it's everything from the ground up, right? So we are in a really intensified timetable right now. And Mars retrograde, when any planet turns retrograde, and we've had most of them retrograde, as I said, this summer, a retrograde influence is to revisit, you know, to replay and revisit. And I'm sure all of your listeners there know about Mercury retrograde, right, which we call astrology's Murphy's Law. It happens 3 times a year. But the retrograde cycles are really important parts of the evolutionary journey, because every once in a while we've got to stop, look, and listen, right? we've got to, a retrograde is to revisit something important. So Mars, and by the way, a retrograde influence, which perhaps all your listeners know, is not an actual, the planet is not actually stopping and traveling backwards for a while, but because of the speed of the rotation of our Earth and the rotation of that planet, it appears that the planet is traveling retrograde. So Mars has backed up. When it backs up, it inhibits the action. It is a pullback, and the intention with that pullback is to create a larger degree of separation so that we can have a better observation of whatever it is that is firing up for us. So in that case, to check in with ourselves, Mars in Aquarius and retrograde has been a personal regroup time. Really, you know, I was planning on going this direction. This is, you know, this is my automatic pilot. This is where I was going. And all of a sudden that retrograde happens, and you kind of go, well, geez, that's not actually in flow anymore. It's not, there seems to be a wall there. I can't get to that. At the same time, Mars is heating up something else. So whatever it was that might have fired up in April and May, we're just getting back to it now. Mars has just come out of retrograde and is regaining the degrees that it covered in May and June. And I don't know about you, Cynthia, but perhaps you've heard that out of a lot of people. You know, it's like, I was really struggling with this, and I really wanted to move ahead with this, and here it is September, and I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, that's for me. I've heard that from people saying, you know, what's going on? Things are going so slow, or, you know, can't get this happening. And for me, I agree. The retrograde is a time to go inward and revisit. I actually love retrogrades because, especially Mercury retrograde. Okay, I know people have stuff happen, but I love it because it's a time to sort of take some time and tune in. And I actually even book some time off and say, let me just sit with what I'm doing, where I'm going, how does this feel? Because I know it's going to happen anyway, so I might as well get right into it.
Well, absolutely. A retrograde cycle is always good for introspection. It's always good for inner creative work or soul searching or what have you. So, you know, the retrogrades are purposely built into our lives so that we can do exactly that. Where the frustration comes with Mars, you know, is if you are wanting to head in a particular direction and the universe somehow does slow you down or deny you access, you know, somehow, you know, you can't go the normal route. It is for you at that point to let that go, see what is naturally firing up is the right thing to focus in, the right thing to give the attention to. So, I mean, I think that we lead busy lives, and I think we only give attention sometimes to what's going on inside of us, peripherally, superficially, or we're angsting about something. You know, it might trigger something that is uncomfortable feelings, but the retrogrades allow us to go deeper into it, to source what's at the core.
Yeah, definitely. I know myself, I'm an Aquarius rise, but I've looked at some core issues that came up for me this summer that probably, I think personal growth is almost like an upward spiral in a sense. You think, well, I thought I already dealt with this, and then, oh, it comes back again. There's something for me to look at with this. And that, I definitely went through that this summer, and feel better for it having dealt with it. I've seen that with clients where things have come up that maybe are some old core things. Yeah, but I want to say also for the listeners, just to remind you, there are no bad charts. There's no such thing as a bad chart.
Absolutely. Well, you have to recognize that, yes, there are no bad charts. And again, there's a certain element of fate and destiny that you will meet up with in life. But at every single moment, it's all about the choice makings. And that's where free will comes into play, right? You always have a choice as to how you are going to confront the moment or confront the situation, confront those feelings. You know, what choices are you going to make? It's always up to you. So your soul programs a lot for your benefit, for your growth, right, for your evolution. This is what we're here to do, to grow, to evolve, right?
Yes, and enjoy it.
Enjoyment. Now, that's something that that we have to find again, our source of joy. I think that, there's just so many things in the world that are so harsh and so upsetting and so frightening, and I think that that's absolutely right. We have to find joy and humor again wherever we can.
Humor, so important. Any chance I can get to crack a joke, I do, because, I don't know, without humor, it's just so, so important. Years ago, I had an injury, and it was tough, I'll tell you. I think it was related to a Pluto transit with Uranus and Mars coming in, but nevertheless, I remember just putting comedies on or listening to silly comedies just to remind me to laugh at life, because, you know, sometimes things happen and there isn't a clear answer. We don't always see things. It's like sometimes if you're in the middle of a big shopping mall, you don't see the whole mall. You see the store that's in front of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Well,
Where do we want to go today to talk to? Did you say something about talking about Venus and Chiron and what was it that you wanted to go
today? Yeah, I thought I would
today?
Provide your listeners with an overview of what to expect next. We are in the last quarter of 2018. So now that we're at back to it season, and I always feel good at this time of year, you know, I'm always ready to get to work, and I think a lot of us feel that same way. It's time to roll up your sleeves. It's time to get on it. And so let me give you a little overview of what's coming up, because, as I said, we've had a very, very important go of it so far. And just today we're on September 5th, and coming up later tonight, we have Mercury moving into Virgo. We're already in Virgo month, so Mercury in Virgo is also good. That's the communication vehicle, and is good for focusing and study and getting yourself organized and getting on to the things that you couldn't get around to while summer was happening and Mars retrograde was happening. Now, as we move to tomorrow, September 6th, we have the end of Saturn retrograde. And Saturn has been retrograde since April. It goes retrograde every year. The outer planets tend to do that. The faster moving planets are something to really watch. The Mars retrograde, we all felt that energy. So like moving through something thick, or feeling like you were, you know, some glue or something that was not able to get that motion going. Saturn stationing direct tomorrow. Saturn is the reality planet, and it's the structure planet, and it's in the sign of Capricorn, which is any planet that's in its own sign is very strong. So Capricorn is a builder archetype, and it is about regaining control, taking control, building it better, laying the foundations from which you will build for the coming timetable. And Saturn's a 2.5-year transit. It will continue through Capricorn through 2021. So we can use the
transit. Oh my gosh, that's the music cueing us for a break already.
We're already there?
Yeah, we are.
Just getting started.
I know. Okay, everyone, grab a glass of water or something, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Okay.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. I'm going to be quiet and let you keep talking. We were just getting into it.
Yeah, I was. So as I was saying, September 6th, we have Saturn moving direct. So this is going to give you the opportunity, you the listeners there, to start building it better. And on Friday, Mercury is in really, really good shape with Saturn and Uranus. So it's a really good day to communicate, to connect, forge your links and get the paperwork done and get whatever it is that you need to get done. The whole month of September is a constructive one, a productive one, and there's lots of where we've been on that hold because of that Mars retrograde and the other retrogrades here. We're now starting to be able to create and to move forward in a very tangible way. So as we come up through the month, on the 9th of September, Venus moves into Scorpio. Now, this is really important. Venus is another fast-moving planet, you know, it's moving, clipping along in our charts. But because Venus is very potent in the sign of Scorpio, Scorpio is the sign of regeneration. It is the sign that we correlate in evolutionary astrology to the soul, to the desires of the soul, to the soul path. Venus itself is a magnetic attraction principle. So Venus, the inner magnet, Venus is the planet that I always say net worth, self worth. Venus is one half of the relationship duo, Mars being the other. So, and normally we will have Mars turn retrograde 1 year, and we will have, and that's a two-year cycle. Every 2 years, Mars will come retrograde again. Once every 18 months, we will have Venus turn retrograde. It is unusual to have both planets, the relationship duo, Mars and Venus, turn retrograde in 1 year. So we have one right after the other. And not only that, we have them in pretty intense signs. Aquarius, which is a signature for liberation and individuation and breaking free, so breaking the chains that bind, and personal reinvention. And we have Venus in a very potent sign, in the sign of Scorpio, which, of course, is transformational, and the intention to move past the limitations and to re-empower self. Now, the Venus principle here is going to be very motivating. And so Venus will be turning retrograde on October 5th, and it will stay retrograde until November 16th. On November 16, by the way, we will also have on that day Mercury turning retrograde, and Mercury will stay retrograde until December 6. So essentially what is taking place right now is the work that we are establishing right now will take us through the end of the year. And I have, in my monthly column, I mentioned this, but I want to say that pay attention right now to whatever is happening in your life. What are you attracting? What kinds of inner messages are you hearing? What are you struggling with? You know, all of the things that show up right now, you will have some inklings, you will have some clues to what the Venus retrograde cycle work is going to be about. When it comes to Scorpio, we are going to be confronting, and we are going to be examining, you know, inner fears. You know, again, things happen cyclically, and with Venus in Scorpio, we peel off a layer, we go to the next layer, we peel off that layer, and we keep uncovering, uncovering, uncovering until we get right down to the source. So Scorpio is meant to examine the nature of our emotions and the nature of our inner security or insecurities. You know, this is a statement of looking at, you know, what is that power base there? Do you have an obsession going? Is there something now that is gaining your attention? Are you being drawn somewhere? You know, what is that motivational force? What is juicing up for you? You know, we're going to see this very soon. Now, Venus has not made it to Scorpio yet. It is in the final degrees of its transit through the sign of Libra. And yesterday was a pretty interesting day because of a Mercury trigger. And last night on the news, for example, Bob Woodward released a book called Fear on Trudeau, and that's very interesting because Venus retrograde is all about addressing one's emotional fears. Very interesting that Mercury was triggering the eclipses from last year, August 21st, the Great American Eclipse, the February 15 eclipse as well, too. So these are trigger points. Venus right now, from the 1st of September and right today and tomorrow and the next few days, is triggering degrees that it is going to cross in November. Venus starts retrograde at 10.5 degrees of Scorpio on October 6th. And sorry, I just have to make sure that date is correct in my head there. Yes, October 5th. Sorry, and it will be backing up in the sign of Scorpio for the month of October. Going backwards, and in the month of November, from November 1st until December 2nd, Venus will be transiting the sign of Libra. It will be retrograde in Libra to the 16th of November. And then it's got to pick up degrees again. So it won't be until December 2nd when it comes back to Scorpio, and it won't be till January that it actually completes this entire retrograde cycle. We have the retrograde period when the planet is actually traveling in retrograde motion, but we have a pre and a post. So we're already in the preliminary, what we call the shadow time of Venus setting up for retrograde. So Venus in Libra is an archetype of relationships, and Venus is one of its rulerships is the sign of Libra, and that deals with social dynamics. It deals with how we relate on a social level, how we relate one-on-one. When we look at Venus in the sign of retrograde, we are taking a sense of value and meaning from the way we relate to other people. You know, what is your value system, and how does that complement or contrast with what I believe about myself? Venus in Libra, in terms of the work that we are looking at doing while the retrograde cycle is around the corner here, looks at enmeshment, codependency, and the imbalances of give and take. So if that is anything to do with you, know that you are being, that whatever the circumstances are of your life right now, that the Venus retrograde is going to take you through an important reevaluation process regarding projected expectations in relationship, the one-sidedness of give and take, the enmeshment codependency issues of your life. And so this is all on the table for examination right now. So pay attention to what's going on in front of you and what's going on inside of you. Scorpio is the archetype that we say the natural-born psychologist. So it will intensify the feelings. And when we meet with Scorpio, we confront issues of trust, betrayal, and abandonment. And so if any of those are triggers for you, be on alert, because you may see that something is setting up right now to take you through a very intensified emotional chapter in your life. Now, if you know, Venus is the planet of money, and it's the planet of, as I said, net worth and self-worth. So you may be looking forward at this point in time thinking, I need to reinvent my career, I'm not making enough money, you know, the way that I've set up my lifestyle is not working for me, you know, any of those kinds of things. This would be, you know, it's an appropriate time to be re-examining. It's an appropriate time to check in with yourself. When we come to October, when Venus turns retrograde, it's very, very, very interesting, because Venus turns retrograde at 10 degrees of Scorpio, and Mars turned retrograde at 9.5 degrees of Aquarius back at the end of June. So when when Mars turns retrograde, it is about regrouping and taking a look at your behavior, taking a look at what impulses and instincts you have that are creating whatever it is that is being created for you. So it's about changing your inner behavior. When Venus turns retrograde, we do the unfinished business of relationship dynamics. We do the unfinished business of whatever evaluation process we have not yet completed. So at the time of when Venus turns retrograde, Venus is going to meet up with Mars. And so Venus is backing up while Mars is going forward. So they're sparking. And they actually spark for the first time this Saturday September 8th. So the transit of whatever this work is that that you may be facing, or whatever is in front of you, it's already energizing right now. Now, I've spoken about the about fears, about trust, about betrayal issues, about abandonment. But, you know, beyond that, you know, if we can focus, you know, it's all to do with, everything is to do about security patterns, you know, and about moving past our limitations. So, again, Venus in Scorpio is about getting committed. And I'll say that Mars in Aquarius is about, the two of them together, about getting committed to setting yourself free, to liberating yourself from anything that no longer serves. So Venus, when it turns retrograde, can do some elimination. And if we hold on too tight based on security, and security based on fear of loss or have not, the tendency is when these transits come around that they can be a pretty hard carpet pull, right? You know, something can get taken away from you, or it can, you know, it can be it can be something that's very hard to deal with. But it's like, I think that sometimes when we're, you know, if you've ever been in a car accident, you know, it's like if you can see something coming, you tense your whole body up. It does you no good. You know, again, if you can relax into things, go with the flow a little bit more. I always say that if it isn't meant to be, so be it, right? You know, those things that get eliminated from our lives, you know, if you can see the bigger picture perspective on it, to the divine, to the greater good of all, right? You know, to always remember that. You may be holding on tight. You may, it's a common thing of, you know, wanting to keep your job because you're afraid of losing it, or wanting to keep that relationship going because you're afraid to be alone. But the job may not give you the paycheck, or you may suffer through it every day, or you may not feel, you know, that you are able to deliver your best at that job, and it may be really clipping your wings, you know, disintegrating your self-confidence. When someplace else you could be thriving, you could be living the life that you want to. The same thing with relationships. Why perpetuate a relationship that is not honoring or not loving or not gentle or that is abusive and so forth, right? So it comes down to security, and it comes down to when we move through hard things, it is the nature of overinvestment in keeping things the same. And if you understand things on a spiritual level, you know, life is impermanent. You know, we are always creation in motion. We're always moving forward. Don't you think so,
yeah.
Cynthia? Yes.
Absolutely. And I also wonder possibility, because this happened to me, what you're talking about reminds me of a Venus cycle that happened years ago. Is it also possible that somebody could reevaluate a relationship and they could begin that relationship anew?
Well, you know, absolutely. Venus retrograde brings that element of fate or destiny into being. And so one of two things happen when you do this recall. You go through it another round with somebody because you have unfinished business. I'm not resolved, you're not resolved, and that energy charge has to be dispelled so that we can both move on. So we're going to do the play again, and I'm going to meet up with you, and it's going to trigger all my buttons, and you're going to, and on and on we go. That's one part of it. The other piece of that is that the karmic recall of Venus retrograde brings in a karmic contract that is now ready and ripe for its next level up. So absolutely, it can bring in something. And this is, you know, this is the nature of, again, a compelling attraction. You know, you may now be in a state ready to grow career-wise or consciousness-wise. You may be attracted to a particular field of study or a teacher or, you know, a training program or something. This is positive, right? You know, it's positive. If you are at the right stage, this Venus retrograde will bring in a key individual from your past. It can be someone with whom, you know, Venus and Scorpio, it's an intimate relationship. It's a primary one-on-one relationship. You bring that back again and we say, yay, we're here, let's go forward.
Okay, well, last section is coming up. Go take a deep breath.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back for the last segment with evolutionary astrologer Rose Marcus. And we went through talking about the importance of the Venus retrograde and some of the other planets. And what's next for the last segment?
I just wanted to say that the Venus cycle, how you're going to recognize it's really important, in terms of your evolutionary threshold crossing time, will be, you know, if you're meeting up with something, a sense of deja vu. You know, you'll have that sense of compelling, I don't know what this is, but I have to take it on, or, you know, I have to look under the hood with it. Know that there is something very, very important there, and don't ignore the clues of your body, of your heart, of your soul. And I just wanted to also say that this Venus retrograde cycle will be hitting directly for those who are born January 15 to the 30th, April 15 to April 30th, July 17 to August 2nd, October 5th to November 16. The Venus transit will be with your Sun. And if you are an Aquarian, by the way, anyway, you know, the whole Mars cycle has been a really big one for you. Also, if you're born at the beginning of any of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you are going to have been picking up the energy of that Uranus transit that that we've had. So you have to know how the planet is hitting on your chart to know what kind of influence that will have for you. But let me say that whatever it is that is launching for you right now, expect to be submerging yourself in this process and in this learning curve right through until the beginning of next year. Big potent time for us, and the potential. You know, it's a timetable now to make your power play, and that power play, as I said, vote for your highest and your best good, and see what comes out of it, and take a risk on a reinvented you, because it will serve you so well, and it will serve the planet well as well too. And we see this happening as well politically and so forth. You know, right now the key issues of the day, there's lots of things to be dealing with. As we move through the month here, and this is the first week of September, and I think the week will finish off pretty smoothly. As we get to next week, you're going to see really hitting the ground running with just so many things. Mars moving into Aquarius on the 10th in the evening, and the 11th is a really good shaping it up day. And the 12th, Venus and Uranus are on on a breakthrough. The Moon is on a breakthrough with Uranus as well too. So we'll see every week this month there is. Things going pop, let me put it that way. And the following week on the 18th, there's some actionable there with Mars and Uranus. By the time we get to the end of the month, we have a full moon on the 24th, and on the 30th we have Pluto stationing direct from about the last week of September. Mars is re-triggering again the eclipse, total lunar eclipse at the end of July. So again, if you couldn't get yourself moving forward from whatever it was that was percolating for you in April, May, and whatever it was that you revisited there at the end of June, know that this whole September is all structured to catapult you someplace. As we move through moving forward as the year progresses, I think we'll see quite a swing in November as Venus retrogrades in the sign of Libra, which is relationship dynamics, and of course that's social politics as well too. We have three levels of Venus. We have Venus, which is pertinent to the sign of Taurus, which is, again, inner resonance, and that's our resourcing on an individual level. Venus is the magnetic principle. It is our pheromones. It is, how we are resonating with ourselves. How we are resonating with ourselves is our inner psychology, like attracting like. The Venus retrograde transit in the sign of Scorpio, and Venus makes that a very, very powerful magnet to call for something. In the sign of Libra, we're dealing with the social politics as well, too, and we see that that is in a rapid, acceleration cycle where the first thing that we have to do is see it before we can fix it or heal it. And I think this is where we're in the throes of observation, which will take us all the way through the next few years and the whole, through 2024, through Pluto's swinging the wrecking ball on reality, Pluto in Capricorn transit, which takes us all the way to 2024. As we move through the month of November, on November 6th, we will have the end of Uranus retrograde. And Uranus retrograde will back into the sign of Aries for one more visit. And that Uranus will back into Aries and turn direct in January and be back to Taurus by March. And so we still have some more time to go in recalibrating bringing in new dynamics. In the month of November, Jupiter, which is currently traveling through the sign of Scorpio, moves into Sagittarius, and it will do that on,
November 8th.
November,
right?
8th, yes.
Yeah.
And so Jupiter is a planet that most people, think of as like, oh, the abundance planet, here it comes, everything's going to be great and wonderful. It's been traveling through Scorpio, and it was retrograde this summer as well, too, and that is, again, Scorpio energy, which Venus is going to do next, right? Again, it increases all of that looking under the hood stuff that we've been doing. So, that's peeling back the layers so we can see what's really there. We will now get the better goods out of Jupiter from now through the finish up in the sign of Scorpio. And as we get to November, Jupiter will be in the sign of Sagittarius, which is its natural sign. So this is going to, Sagittarius is the archetype of moving towards our future in some more dynamic way. Jupiter is all about belief systems, and it's beliefs that create reality. And while we are having Jupiter in Scorpio and Mars retrograde and all the rest of the retrogrades, we are confronting the way we are conceptualizing our reality. And so this is meant to be purposeful in terms of there is another way to exist on the planet and to live in harmony with all living things. And it is imperative now that we find the right avenues to get us there for sure, right? So as we come through the month of November, also on the 6th of November, the karmic axis, which is an 18-month cycle, switches signs. Right now it's in the sign of Aquarius and Leo. And the eclipses, that's the south node in Aquarius and the north node in Leo. For those who know some astrology, it's an 18-month cycle that the eclipses happen along. So these are very important chapters. They are, for those who study tarot, like the major arcana cycles. They pump up whatever the subject du jour is. Leo Aquarius is about personal reinvention. It's about social reinvention. And this has been an intensified period for that. Now we are going to having the south node in Capricorn and the north node in Cancer. Cancer-Capricorn nodes here, this is again confronting the existing reality, confronting our security issues, and our exposure, confronting, our relationship to external authority, and also confronting our security issues here. So we have now Capricorn is the archetype of reality, and it's the archetype of building. So this next 18 months is going to take us to what I call 2020, cutting the ribbon on ground zero.
When does that start?
In November. So we're going to start processing that. And Capricorn Cancer is about bringing the past to culmination and seeding for the next phase of our creating of reality from the ground up. So this is why there's such intensity going on at all these different levels, right?
You can say that again.
So, you know, this is a pretty important thing. We have three different levels to deal with. We have the reality base that we need to look at, and we need to learn how to refortify that and build it better from within. So we have to have stronger floors to stand on and stronger walls to hold us up, right? You know, we've got that. And we've got the individuation level here now, where it is really necessary now to be thinking for yourself and to be in creative development of your life. You are creator, and it is up to you to do the designing. So what I always say about contributing in terms of service to the whole is that you can do no better in terms of serving the whole than to live your life and to live your potentials to the best of your ability. If you can create wholeness within, if you can thrive within your own consciousness, maybe you can't be rich, but you could be happy, or you could be content, or you could be, finding a place where there is inner peace to know that you are always moving forward. If you can come to a level of self-centering that is healthy and wholesome, the contribution that you will make to serving the collective will be absolutely brilliant, and it will
absolutely
be absolutely purposeful.
Yes. Absolutely. I want to say that is exactly right. And I want to say, having come from somebody who grew up with that, you know, idea that we were supposed to serve but not think of ourselves. And I did a complete 360 on, you know, because I had the Scorpio Sun Aquarius rise, you know, that to understand Sun Square the Ascendant. But, you know, I was told when I was 14, if you can learn to turn that around. And so anybody out there that is struggling with that, I see that a lot with people. I don't want to be selfish. And yet it's like, in order to serve people, you have to look after yourself. And
well,
either or.
If you disappear on yourself, what have you got to offer?
Exactly.
Nothing. You know,
exactly.
Nothing, you know. So healthy, positive ego, you know, it is about coming back to center. That's where, you know, all of the creative abundance is.
I see that we just have a little bit of time left. I wanted to make sure that we gave people your website again and how to get in touch with you. So if you could just, let's get that done.
Absolutely. My website is rosemarcus.com, and Marcus is M-A-R-C-U-S. And I write a weekly column for the Georgia Strait, which gets published online every Thursday. I write an in-depth monthly forecast, which is now posted on my website as well, too. And I'm very active on Facebook, so if you want to join me on Facebook, you'll find me there as well, too. That's my main thing. And so I'll pop up with whatever is going on in the moment for you as well, too. So I do private consultations for people, and I'm happy to read for you. If you want to make contact with me, you will find that information on my website as well, too. It's rosemarcus.com.
So she does online remote as well, and you're in Vancouver, BC, correct? If you want to in person,
right.
Yeah,
no,
Vancouver.
I do distance sessions by Skype and by Zoom meeting and so forth. So
Okay, that's great. For anybody that is in Vancouver, just reminding you, I'll be at Banyan Books Sunday, September 16th, I think it is, at 11:30, doing evidential mediumship. So I hope to see you there. And if you're in that area and you want to get a reading from Rose Marcus, you have all her contact information. She is very, very knowledgeable. I went to a lecture with her. She just is also very compassionate, understanding, as you can hear by the way she has been speaking. So I encourage you to get a reading with her. And what else? I think we've got just a minute or two left. It's been just wonderful having you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure to spend the time with you today.
Yeah.
Yes. Off to the races we go. So
yeah, that's right.
Don't discount a thing that you are feeling. Don't discount a thing that you are witnessing. And give yourself some time to breathe. Give yourself some time to process. Stillness is important, too. And whenever you're feeling perturbed or anxious or fearful or so on, just take a moment to pause and make sure to do something good for yourself. If you can't figure it out, if you're struggling with it, walk away from it for a little bit. You know, go for a walk in the forest or do something that pulls you away for it temporarily. You know, sometimes when you pull away from things, you get the downloads, you know. So if you're struggling too hard, pull back just a little bit. It will serve you very well.
Okay, thanks so much for being on the show, Rose. I hope to meet you in person in Vancouver.
Yes, we'll see you.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.